This is our usual hangout spot. But, you know, sometimes you just got lost. And now, before you say that I'm drunk, I'm not that drunk. Especially at a specific day or night like this. It's your birthday. Of course, I'd want to get a little drunk on this occasion. Oh wait, I literally forgot to wish you a happy birthday. Wait, let me... There. Oh yeah, that is a stretch and a half right there. A much needed one, might I add. Man, it has been a very long while since I've done this. I almost forgot how fun it was to be adventurous like this. Sneaking out at the middle of the night. Jumping over fences. Hanging out with you. And in weird places like this. Nowadays, it's just... boring life. The waking up early, doing the usual 9 to 5, and coming back home so tired that all you can think about is when you're going to go to bed. And then rinse and repeat. And when it comes to weekends, it's just grab an expensive wine from the money you made throughout the week and just stay at home all day and get drunk while watching Netflix. Thank God I was once someone who would go out every single day and run around thinking that I could conquer the world if I wanted to. But anyways, speaking of expensive wines, look what I got you for your birthday. What do you expect? It's your favorite wine that for some unexpected coincidence also happens to be my favorite brand of wine as well. Now I know. You cannot really drink with the current situation you got going on right now. But I can. And as your lifelong best friend, I'll gladly take the honor of finishing this whole bottle of wine myself. I can't let this expensive stuff go to waste, can I? So... a toast for my best friend's birthday. Has it been since we've hung out like this? 4 years, I think? I remember when we used to go out on these silly adventures together. Remember that one time when I lost my stupid Charmander keychain? And then before I went to sleep, I realized that I left it in the park. Then how me and you went to the park at 1 a.m. to grab a keychain. Was such a bad idea. And you even told me that it was a bad idea. But I was acting so brave and saying that it'll be fine, just trust me. But even though you didn't agree with me, still came anyways. You always did. I remember being so scared. I was literally shaking and grabbing onto your arm while you were actually trying your best to find a keychain. Even though at that point, all I could think of was going back home. I used to be so afraid of the dark before. Well, not anymore. Because now, I have this handy thing with me. The pocket knife you gave me on my birthday. You're being so emotional with it as well. Saying things like, this knife isn't just a knife. It's part of me that I'm giving to you. And if you ever feel scared or feel like you're in trouble, holding it will remind you of when you used to hold on to my arm and give you the courage to overcome every obstacle. Of course, I still remember that. I remember being so confused and laughing about it. But it wasn't a joke for you. You knew full well what you were doing, weren't you? You knew. You knew that I'd need to be on my own from now on. That I'd need to learn to face the darkness without someone to grab onto. So you made sure. You made sure that I never felt like I was truly alone. You made sure that I never felt hopeless in a difficult situation. You made sure that I felt your presence, even though you were long gone. I still haven't forgiven you for that, you know? I don't think I ever will. How can I? Because this time what you did was unfair. Because this wasn't just an honest mistake. You did what you did knowingly. And not only that, you got our family and our friends to go along with it as well. He knew I'd get hurt. They all knew I would get hurt. But you still did it anyways. You lied. Kept secrets. From me. About things that I should have known about. Things I had the right to know about. You kept them all a secret. Because you didn't want me to feel sad for you. You have no idea how much you've hurt me by doing that. You have no idea how I felt when out of nowhere I got a call from your mother telling me that you are no more. You don't know how I felt when I got to know that you were sick for years, but you kept it a secret from me. When I realized that all this time you were going through so much, but still made sure that I was always happy. You don't know how much it hurt when I got to know that all this time you were in love with me. And what's worse is that everyone knew except me. Explains why they always say things like, "You both look so good together," and "You guys should try to go out sometimes." And I would just get so shy. I'd get so shy because even I was in love with you. I was so madly in love with you. But I was scared. I was scared that if by any chance you rejected me, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I was scared that if I confessed to you, I'd lose my best friend. something I will always regret. I wish I was brave enough to take the chance. I wish I was brave enough to just say the words you've always wanted to hear from me. I wish. Oh, how I wish I could just be brave enough to say, I love you. I love you so, 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 so much. Say these words to you. Well, as much as I'd like to spend more time with you, I think I should probably get going now. I'm sure you'd be yelling, saying, why would you come to a graveyard at midnight by yourself with a bottle of wine or something like that? So, to honor your concerns, I will get going now. Because I'm pretty sure if someone saw me here, they'd think I'm some sort of ghost or something. Plus, I do also need to go home and finish this bottle of wine I bought for you.